On October 12, 2014, Chicago police detective George Hernandez shot and killed Ronald Ronnieman Johnson. Dorothy Holmes, Ronnieman's mother, has been tireless in her fight for justice for her son ever since. 17 months later, she still speaks out against police brutality and state repression, as well as the policies of Rahm Emanuel, who continues to cover up policemen's crimes. Dorothy is a single mother of three, coming from the South Side of Chicago, and she's here today to receive the Rasmiya Oda Award.
A lot of you are, I haven't met, and a lot of you are, I do know. It's a struggle. My son was taken from me at the age of 25, and I've been struggling with it since the night I received that phone call. But foremost, I could say that I get a lot of my strength from a lot of you all supporters. And when I first met CPAC, I met Frank. Then I met Sarah, Joe. I can't pronounce his name, but he's sitting back there looking at me. And I also met a lot of people from Black Lives Matter, BYP 100, Asante Daughters, and the list goes on. And I get my strength from them. And there's a lot of mothers in here. It's not a good feeling when your child get killed by the people that's supposed to serve and protect you. And with that being said, I'm fighting for justice. I got the video release, and I'm still watching that video looking for this gun that Anita Alvarez said he had in his hand. I'm still looking for that gun in his hand. And it's a battle, because now I have to help take care of five kids. And his son's sitting right there on the side of my daughter, and he always asks for his father. And I have to take him to a cemetery to look at a grave plot. That's not a good feeling. And foremost, I'm going to keep on fighting, and I'm going to keep on fighting, because eventually it's going to be a turnaround. It might take us maybe 5-6 years, but it's going to be worth the fight, so I'm going to have to keep on fighting because my son is not here. That was my oldest, and I tell a lot of people, I thank God for the 25 years and 9 months I had him in my life. And I got to do what I got to do now, and that's fight. And that's something I'm not giving up on. If they don't like what I'm saying, they best is to keep the news people away from me, because I'm going to say what I want to say. And living without him, I have good days, I have bad days. And when the bad days come, and when I see a blue and white car ride past, it makes me want to run my car into their car. But and I think about the consequence that I have to go through once I commit that crime. I'm not going to have a job. I'm going to be behind bars at 26 in California, have to face Anita Alvarez's corrupt system. And I have my two daughters, 11 grandkids. They need me. So a lot of that strength comes from them too. And I think once we can get her out of that office, it's ours. It's our turn. And if she can, once she get out of office, she could take Ron Emanuel back with her. because he played a big role in this too. My son got killed October the 12th, 2014. It took y'all down to 300 days to release that one video. Then you show Laquan McDonald being shot down 16 times. That hurted me like as if he was my son too. Then when I see other people that's going through this same thing I'm going through, I be trying to figure out in my mind, why y'all not fighting? Did they offer y'all some money? Did y'all take the money? Or did they give y'all a job? Or what? Because I told him how I felt. My baby life didn't have no price tag on it. So if y'all figure like y'all was going to offer me some money for me to be quiet, I got in trouble when I was little because I wouldn't shut up. I even got a whooping and wouldn't still shut up. So you can't offer me no money to be quiet. My son was a human being. And for an officer to jump out of the backseat of a car and just start shooting him down, and you got other officers that was at the scene before this one particular officer made it there, that means his man was set already. I'm going to end him for running. You shot him down. Then you said, only person you ever shot was an animal. So did my son look like an animal to you the night he was running? I need to know that. So I said what I said. What goes around comes around. You got kids too. They tried to sanction me, which they was talking about locking me up. I wasn't scared because you know what? I wasn't going to shut up. I was going to keep on talking. And I'm going to keep on talking till I get what I want, and that's justice for my baby. And I was told, oh, they was sanctioning her, so now she got scared. She's been quiet. No, I'm not scared. I'm going to come back, and it's going to be more powerful. Trust and believe me, I'm coming back. And they ain't going to be able to handle it. And to sit here and listen to Rosmere's speech, I know I got to fight now. It's going to make me fight. Every time I just picture her speech in my head, I'm going to write it down on paper. And then I'm going to go, if they put that camera back in my face, I'm going to make them even madder. So I've asked for them to keep their cameras away from me if they can't handle what come out of my mouth. So, man, thank all y'all. Thank y'all for inviting me.
Thank you.
I don't know half y'all in this room, but I love all y'all.